the hell do you think this is going to affect the 10-year-old?
Well,
do you
think
care about that,
that
it might affect him some way?
I would hope he'd learn the error of his ways, and when next time you try to pass off some dollar bill with happy birthday on it, he'd say,
you
hey,
mean
Mom.
To tell me that you have never gotten a damn dollar bill that says good luck? You
Once
mean
I
to
get
tell me that
bill,
you, in your life, I don't even know how old you are.
The law requires that you set fire to that as soon as you get it. You have to take out a lighter, and you must burn it.
You're kidding.
No,
oh,
sir,
okay.
I'm not. No,
so
sir,
it's
I am not.
It's a federal offense
yes,
to write on a dollar bill, but it's not a federal offense to burn a damn dollar
once
bill.
The
What's
dollar
the difference,
has been
sir?
No, ma'am, I'm saying once it has been desecrated with writing, you must set fire to it. All right, and I'm not.
Okay, so if it's been if that lady got a hold of a bill that said happy birthday something.
She must take out a Bic lighter or matches from a restaurant and set fire to it right there on the pavement.
Right there
and
on the pavement.
Yes. Are you religious at all, ma'am? Are you Catholic?
No, I'm not Catholic.
All right. Well, if you're Catholic, a sign of the cross is also required of people who have some religious affiliation. Are you Catholic, Mr. Henry?
I was raised Catholic.
Then you would...
Are you telling me I'd have to do a sign of the cross?
Over the burned dollar, yeah.
What? Okay. We're talking about religion here. What
yes,
in the hell does it say there in the Bible?
Ma'am,
we're
it's
talking
not the Bible,
about religion.
It's the laws of the United States.
That. Where does that say on the Bible? Show me on the Bible where it says that you have to make a cross over a damn... of a dollar bill that you just burned. We're talking about religion here. I know about religion, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So where does it say in the Bible that you need to make a cross over a damn dollar bill?
Well,
where does it say that?
This is the law of the United States. It's not about the Bible. It's about the federal law.
We're talking about religion here. Catholic religion, so-called.
What you can
where
do
does
and
it say in the Bible?
Do. What many
That's
people
why Catholic
do.
Religion is
do
so damn screwed up.
You
okay, that is why it's so damn screwed up.
You
don't even know your religion.
You
want to go ahead and do whatever the hell you're doing. You better pray to God that you don't get an ass so far up your ass that you will not be able to recognize
your ass. Well, ma'am, I would recommend that you calm down. You are speaking to a general in the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I don't care.
And,
personally, I don't give a rat's ass.
You are speaking
to... Who the hell I'm speaking to? You have a little boy down there and your so-called damn little general, whatever the hell you call it.
My name is General Jason.
Detained, and you're like, oh, I hope that he'll learn from his lesson. You know what? I hope that that little boy does not get affected by this, because if he does, in some way get affected by it,
Major
you
Elvis
will
Newton
have
tells
a lot
that
so
once...
far up your ass that you will not know what to do with it.
Well, Major Elvis Newton tells us that if you have a dollar bill with writing on it, you should burn it, do a sign of the cross, or smoke it. Now, you are allowed to put tobacco or marijuana into it. Roll it up.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying you could smoke marijuana through this thing and nobody get busted?
In that case, you are allowed to smoke marijuana. In no other cases. I don't know. Do you smoke marijuana, ma'am?
No, I don't do drugs.
All right. Well, you would be allowed to legally if you were smoking it through a $20 bill.
Oh, my God.
You got to be putting me. I don't know. What are you smoking, man? Or you got a lot of $20 bills that are going up in smoke at your house tonight.
You know, so I resent that. I'm out to save lives.
Well... It sounds to me like you're smoking some very, very fine weed.